I'm really excited about being able to share this word with you today. It seems as though since this new year has started, there's just a breakthroughs are coming everywhere. And I'm going to talk about that today. And I'm going to talk, first of all, about it's like a precept and example. I'm going to give you some things that have happened. I'm going to do that later. But I'm going to give you, first of all, what the Word says. And we're going to build on that, okay? So, Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for the breakthroughs that are coming. We thank you for the good news that is going to be proclaimed this morning and in the days ahead. We sense a new vitality in this country. If you don't sense it, you will by the time this message is finished. Praise the Lord. And we thank you for the breakthroughs that have taken place, and we thank you for the breakthroughs that are about to take place in each of our lives. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming out on this rainy day. All right. First thing I want to do, let's put up Leviticus 25:10. That's in your notes, okay? And we'll build on this and give you some fill-ins. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land. By the way, did you know that it's been 50 years, basically 50 years, since the Roe versus Wade thing, and it's been overturned? It's been overturned. But that's just the start. Because, see, once that thing has been finished, the Roe versus Wade is done, and it's been overthrown, the curse is off our country. You say, curse, what curse? The curse of shedding of innocent blood. All right? And it's finished, praise the Lord. And so we're going to build on that. But it says, and you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. We are entering into a new season of liberty, and I'm going to build on this. I'm going to be talking to you about this and some specifics that have taken place. It shall be a jubilee for you. Say, I'm entering into my jubilee. In Israel, the jubilee was every 50 years. But this jubilee now is on the inside of us, all right, in Christ. How many know he's our jubilee, right? He's our freedom. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. So God's word is truth. It's truth. So the fill-in here is, we are entering a time of freedom throughout the land, meaning freedom to serve the Lord, where everybody say justice, is breaking out in our nation, all right? So there was a history-breaking event that took place just recently with the Supreme Court. How many of you ever heard of Coach Kennedy? Anybody hear of him? Well, they're making a movie about it now. But Coach Kennedy, he would, at the end of every football game, he was a football coach, he would take the team out to the midfield, and they'd get on a knee, take a knee, and they'd just pray for a little bit. And this high school was so mad at what had happened that they fired him. Then they had his wife, who was working for the high school, do the firing. Say, that ain't any good. So he took this thing all the way to the Supreme Court and won it. Ending 50 years of oppression. Let me tell you something now. That was just the beginning. Because they found there was a law. By the way, Gorsuch and I think Kavanaugh were the two justices that ran with the ball on this thing. They found out that there were about 7,000 statutes based in a thing called the Lemon Law. The Lemon Law was what the left used to literally pass this Roe versus Wade thing in 1973. And they found this Lemon Law, the thing that undergirded all this, was null and void, had nothing to do with where we are today. They got it canceled. But with the canceling of the Lemon Law, what happened was 7,000 statutes that the left has used to build on that and to do evil stuff, that's been wiped away. Praise God. Done. Finished. Kaput. Most people don't know this. That's why we're edumacating you, okay? You say, Pastor Dave, you're a little excited. Yeah, because how many know we have something to be excited about? Amen. All right. So, glory to God. So, it is a time of jubilee, I'll give you the full notes here. We are entering a time of freedom throughout the land, meaning freedom to serve the Lord where justice is breaking out in our nation. I'm going to give you some very specifics about that in a little bit. A time where our land is being freed from oppression and families are being restored. How many know God loves families, right? God loves your family. God loves all families. And I remember years ago, this is kind of a prelude to this jubilee. This is years ago. We had one of the families in our church, Brett and Melissa, I think, they got married. And the Kellys, Bud Kelly's with the Lord now, but he pastored for years later. But anyway, their son, Brett, married Melissa. They fought continually. They had a gun in the drawer where they were sleeping, and she went for it. He took it out of her hand, or they wrestled. The gun went off. She died. Guess who the first one was at the hospital to meet the family? I was there. That was me. I was there. And that's one of the things you definitely don't look forward to. And all the training you can receive doesn't prepare you for times like that. All I could do is put my arms around them and weep with them. That was what was called for. The Bible says, we're to what? Rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep, right? And I remember we were ready. It was a few weeks later. We entered into our youth camp. And Melinda was the younger sister who was very close to Melissa. And she was grieving. She had this spirit of grief all over her. You remember that family. And so halfway through the camp, God broke out in a spirit of joy, a jubilee. And it was so totally Holy Ghost. We didn't promote it. We didn't try to jack things up. It was an outpouring from God that everybody there needed. Because how many know when something happens to close friends in a church situation, it affects you too. And all of us, I mean, God just began to pour out the Spirit, and people were rolling on the floor in laughter. I had never seen anything like it. We didn't say, okay, well, now that we've worshiped God, we're going to get down and roll around on the floor, right? I mean, no, it just doesn't work that way. And so, but you know what happened? Melinda, who was totally depressed, weighted down, they had to carry her out of the building because she was laughing so much. How many know only God can do stuff like that? And she laughed most of the night. When she got up in the morning, she was delivered and set free. Praise God. Not just her, but the church. Not just her, but a lot of the other young people that were there. All I did is stand back and watch. I went, whoa. Brother Dave, do you think that you ought to let this go? Yeah, I think so. Well, we don't see that in the church. Right, I know. We need to, though. How many know we need to allow for times like that? And especially coming into this new season. It's a time to rejoice. It's a time to be happy. It's a time to be glad, not sad. Because God is changing things, right? As they say in the Deep South, things are fixing to happen. And soon. Okay. So let's look. Number two, let's look at Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, and then Luke 4. Okay. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach, this is Jesus, or prophetic of him, to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim what? Liberty to the captives. Lean over and tell your neighbor, that's for you too. All of us are called to what? Liberate people, to bring the liberty of the Holy Spirit to them. How many of you remember back when you were bound up by some kind of vice, some kind of issue, some kind of sin or sins, a guilt, whatever it might be, and you got set free? How many remember that? And the peace that you felt and the joy that you felt, right? Well, see, this is for us to take to our community. And there, how many know they're everywhere? Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. And the opening of the prison to those who are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord is Jubilee. That's what that is. And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord in the day of the vengeance of our God. How many know that's coming against the enemy? Oh, it's coming, baby. Day of vengeance is coming against the enemy. To comfort all who mourn. That's our ministry. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. Whoa. The oil of joy for mourning. People have been crying too long. People have been beat down, depressed, discouraged too long. There needs to be a reversal. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Well, I don't know if I like the liberty that I feel in the church, and I come from a church where we don't raise our hands. Get over it. Huh? Because God wants you to have a breakthrough, right? Yeah, get hungry for it. Praise God, man. As we worship and praise God, it gets our mind off ourselves and onto the one who can set us free and who has set us free. No apologies. Praise God. So to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that's depression, discouragement, that they may be called what? Trees of righteousness. Lean over and say it to your neighbor, hi, tree. Whether you feel like it or not, you're a tree of righteousness. Praise God. You're rock solid, man. They may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. He may be glorified. Wow. Love those scriptures. All right, so let's look over at, Luke 4, good deal. Jesus quoting Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Boy, that shook him up. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Because, see, this was slated for the Messiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's poor in every area, poor in spirit, poor financially, whatever. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim what? Liberty to the captives. Everybody say this is a time of liberty. God is setting the captives free, and he's going to use me. That rhymes, and I hadn't planned on that, all right? So lean over and tell your neighbor he's talking especially to you. To proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim, there it is, the acceptable year of the Lord. It's Jubilee time. Praise God. Okay. So I say this, remember, even in the time of darkness, there are great opportunities to bring the light of Christ in our witness. Isn't that right? And let's look at, I have an example. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 17 and 18. I love this scripture. The Bible says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Wow. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord. You're looking in the mirror and say, hi, Jesus. How many know he's in you? Yeah, all right. How many know he can beautify us? All right, that's a whole other thing. We won't get into that. All right. Beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed, I love that, into the same image. How many know we're becoming like Christ every day, more and more? Say, that's me. Lean over and tell your neighbor, that's you. Being transformed in the same image from glory to glory. How many know it doesn't say from discouragement to depression, but from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Wow. So, I found it like in the ministry, you will find yourself in crazy places to let your light shine. And this is an unusual instance, but I wanted to bring it because I believe that we're in a time of liberty. We're in a time when people desperately need to know that. They need things broken off them, especially where they don't really have an understanding. Well, I got a phone call from this one lady, and she said, I'm going through a hearing about, she said, my husband and I are, said he's seeing another woman and all this, and going through a divorce and all this, and I just need you to come down. And she said, I want to move away. My husband's not going to let me do it. And they're asking, can your pastor come and talk to us? So I go to court. I'm in this courtroom. I don't know what to expect. And this lady's lawyer said, oh, yeah, they're going to call you up on the stand, and you'll be there 5-10 minutes. Uh-huh, okay. So I get up there. First thing that they try to do, the other side, is just make me out as a jerk. But I saw, through the help of the Holy Spirit, I saw their ploy. And I was able to give the right answers and stay calm and peaceful when, you know, they're in your face trying to get you to do something, you know. And just the peace of God. And I answered their question. And then the judge, after a couple of these questions, he looks at them and he said, I'm tired of your spirit. I'm tired of the way you're addressing this guy. He's a minister. You haven't shown any respect at all, whether you believe it or not. You ought to. And he said, I'm tired of your cross-examining. Shut up and sit down. I'm going, yeah, baby. Move in the Holy Ghost, Judge. Go ahead. The judge looks at me and he said, can I ask you a question, just you and I? He said, pretend like you were just the only ones in the court. I said, yeah, okay, sure. He said, tell me about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm thinking, right here, right now? I said, well, it's like a second blessing. He said, like a further work of sanctification. I went, okay, you're savvy. So he began to ask me questions, and he was hungry. He said, well, He said, do you think Billy Graham, he said, do you think he's filled with the Spirit? I said, my feeling is to do what he's done, he has to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he said, well, why do you think he's not talked about this much? I said, because his main focus is winning souls, and he didn't want to get off the track. That's his main thing. Well, God's feed me. Tell me what to say, right? Because he promised he'd do that. So he asked more questions, you know. Well, how do you get filled with the Spirit? So I told the judge, you know, step by step, how to get filled with the Spirit and how to speak in tongues and the whole nine yards, you know. And the judge goes, this is wonderful. I'm glad you came, you know. So, anyway, so what I'm saying is, no matter where we are, God's with us, man. There's always hungry people there, even though we don't think they're hungry, you know. And but God is there, and he will use us. He will help us, and especially in this hour, because things are being turned around, all right? And then number three, Romans 8:21. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious what? Liberty of the children of God. How many loved the Jenny's testimony last week? It was awesome. See, that's exactly what we're talking about, right? And so, yeah, more and more of these kind of testimonies need to go forth. People need to know this. They need to know, right? And we ought to be willing to to really talk to them and tell them, and not say, well, I tell you, I'll give you my pastor's number. You go ahead and go. I don't mind them calling me, but if they're your friends, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You're empowered by God. You can do it. Tell your neighbor, you can do it, man. Absolutely. And then number four, and then we're going to kind of shift gears a minute. Galatians 5, 1 and 13, and we'll read it and just says in a minute, says, we are to guard our hearts and stand fast in anything that would rob us of our liberty in Christ and serve one another in love. Let's look at Galatians 5, 1 and 13. Stand fast there in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. I know of a person who's literally fasting the news. Probably been doing that now for a couple of weeks. Yeah, and I saw the individual recently, and I said, man, you got the joy of the Lord. He said, yeah, I'm fasting the news. I went, good for you, dude. That's praise God. Because they don't have, it's never good, right? Good doesn't sell, right? Stand fast there in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Do not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Lean over and tell your neighbor, you've been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh. Well, I think a little pornography wouldn't hurt me. Just a little bitty. Yeah, a little bit of what? Leaven, leaven's the whole, so no. Okay. But he says, brethren, you have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Praise God. All right. Now, this is some pretty cool stuff I got to share with you. Here's some specifics. I believe it was in the month of July 2022 when this Coach Kennedy's Supreme Court victory, which was called a landmark win for religious freedom, took place. And I'm just reading this here. It says, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of our client, Coach Joe Kennedy, last week in a 6-3 decision. The court upheld the right of the former high school football coach to take a knee in quiet personal prayer on the 50-yard line. They can finally return to the place where he belongs. They had to rehire him. Not only is this tremendous victory for Coach Joe, but also a win for all Americans. Lean over and tell your neighbor, this is a win for you. And it affirms the right of all Americans to freely live out our faith. So now this brother, as well as us, have free exercise and free speech, the free exercise and free speech clauses of the First Amendment. Coach Kennedy has now substantiated in his walk and his life. Part of the court's reasoning was that in a coach is free to take at least 60 seconds after the game for other personal activities, such as taking a phone call, that he must be allowed to use that time to kneel in prayer. The school district could no longer single out religious expression for uniquely disfavored treatment in this majority of opinion. Now, this is Gorsuch. Justice Gorsuch wrote this. The Constitution and the best of our traditions counsel mutual respect and tolerance, not censorship and suppression, for religious and non-religious views alike. The First Amendment doubly protects religious speech is no accident. It is a natural outgrowth of the framers' distrust of government attempts to regulate religion and suppress dissent. Woo. This makes clear that the government cannot censor, suppress, or dictate private religious expression. Public employees or employers, especially within school districts, often misunderstood their obligations under the First Amendment's religion clauses. Coach Kennedy's Supreme Court victory, and they're making a movie out of this thing, clarifies that government does not need to show hostility toward religion. It does not need to fire public employees for living out their faith. This is a more accurate interpretation of the Constitution, and that's consistent with our history and traditions. Wow. I just feel I had to build on what I said, you know, because we can talk about liberty from the Scripture all day, but how many know we need to see a outworking of that? We need to see a manifestation of that, right? Coach Kennedy's win helps rectify a precedent known as the Lemon Test. Talk to you about that, Lemon Law, which has harmed and haunted religious freedoms for 50 years. The decision builds on recent Supreme Court rulings that have said the Lemon Test is no longer a good law. And it says this particular Lemon Law made it too easy for people to claim that they are offended by a religious display, then sue and win in court. Can't do it anymore, according to the Supreme Court. I would say, though, the majority of the people, even conservative people, people that love the Lord, they don't know anything about this. How many know we have to know these things? We have to have knowledge of these things. Okay, I wrote this out. The overthrow of this Lemon Law canceled 7,000 statutes passed out over the last 50 years. And how many know that also means people can't just march in and throw over statues anymore? They're going to have to put them back. Absolutely. So our nation has been robbed of its liberty over the last 50 years, but not anymore. And I thought it really, really wild that Roe versus Wade was passed in January of 1973. Well, first they overthrew that, then they took out the Lemon Law right after that. And so the decision overturned the constitutional right to abortion and eliminated federal standards on the abortion access. So it says here, the victory, however, did not just deliver justice for only one coach in Washington State. It has a nationwide impact on public school teachers, employees, and coaches. You know, my son, Andrew, he was teaching out in New Mexico. And they couldn't have prayer or any of that stuff in school. But the times, like Bob Dylan said, the times, they are a-changing, baby. All right. It affirms their constitutional right to engage in brief, quiet, personal prayer in public and sets a major precedent for religious freedom in our country moving forward. Thanks to this win, you and millions of Americans have more religious liberty in more than half a century. But there's ramifications, good ones. More stuff. Here's some of the ones. Well, you already heard about Coach Kennedy. All right. But, and it just says the ruling has set a precedent for religious freedom in America. It affirms the constitutional rights of all public school teachers and coaches to engage in brief personal prayer in public. Secondly, there's a thing called making, M-A-K-I-N, religious freedom in a Maine priority. It was from Maine. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of students' rights in our Treat Children Fairly case called Carson versus Macon, which we brought together with the Institute of Justice. Maine passed a law that banned families from using tuition assistance to send their children to religious schools. The Supreme Court held that this exclusion is unconstitutional. Glory. It affirmed that states cannot discriminate in student aid programs against parents who want to send their children to religious schools. Arr. Glory. Next one, Supreme Court takes a jab at the vaccine mandate. Yeah. In January, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on companies with more than 100 employees. The illegal expansion of government power threatened the freedoms of religious organizations and people of faith in workplaces. The ruling brought a huge relief to the First Liberty's clients, Daystar Television Network, Answers in Genesis, and American Family Association, three religious employers that challenged the mandate in a consolidated way and won it. Another one, sealing key victories for our nation's elite warriors. We secured two important victories in federal court for our Navy SEAL clients. First, a district court judge ordered that the DOD cannot punish our Navy SEAL clients under the DOD's vaccine mandate while the case progresses. We have relatives that are going through this. That's going to change. I'm telling you, it's going to change. He needs to know about that. He needs to know about that. All right. Second, the court also expanded the lawsuit to a class action, which gave protection to thousands of Navy personnel who object on religious grounds to vaccine mandate. All right. Then the next one is a group called Light of the World. It just says this particular outfit said, we reached a favorable settlement that will allow the church, that's the name of the church, to build a multi-use facility with commercial businesses. It was allowed to do that. Some of this is, I can't read it clearly, but it says, with the freedom to build new facilities, the church can also help revitalize and transform dilapidated and undeveloped property into a new space to serve all village residences. I think this is not just in this country, but in the countries that they were involved in terms of missions. The Bible stays and America veterans win. The Radical Military Religious Freedom Foundation, not what it appears to be, sued to remove a donated Bible display on a POW/MIA remembrance table at the VA Medical Center in Manchester, New Hampshire. In March, a federal court dismissed the lawsuit filed by them, allowing the Bible to stay. Just a couple more. A real victory for a Boston Hispanic church. Boston, man, Massachusetts, they're probably the seat of a lot of the liberal policies. Vida Church, located just outside of Boston, applied to open a religious school. But the school district officials voiced opposition to the church's religious beliefs and put up obstacles to stop the school from opening. First Liberty stepped in and told the school district these actions were illegal and discriminatory. After we intervened, the committee approved the application, which means the church will be able to open the school. Praise God. Final one for now. A Baton Rouge pastor faced criminal charges for holding religious services during the COVID-19 lockdown. First Liberty filed an amicus brief supporting the pastor as he fought the case. We reminded Louisiana's highest court what the U.S. Supreme Court already said, quote, even in a pandemic, the Constitution cannot be put away or forgotten, unquote. The Louisiana Supreme Court ruled in his favor and dismissed the charges. Oh, yeah. All right, so my question then in ending this, so I needed some way to close this out. Where do you need liberty? Because a door has now been opened to you for personal jubilee. How many know it's time for your personal jubilee? It's time for us to move into it. Thus saith the Lord, I'm telling you right now, I hadn't planned on this, things that have been held back from you, finances, other things, are going to be released. It's already starting. It's already starting, I'm telling you, by the word of the Lord, right? That's all I'm going to say because I don't know where God wants to take that, but he's going to take it. He's going to take it. But how many of you, you need some personal breakthroughs in your life? Let me see your hands. Okay, everybody stand. Now, I'm going to pray a general prayer over you, but I want to have the altar team come because you may want some extra help. You may want some extra. I want somebody to lay hands on me and agree with me. If that's where you are, bless God. We want our altar team to come. If you're here and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I mean, I'm looking out among you. I can tell pretty much every single one of you, probably believers. But if you're not, this is a great time to get set free. This is your personal liberty time, okay? And these are men and women of faith. They're great in agreeing prayer. But if you need a breakthrough of any kind, just lift your hand right now, because I want to speak over you. Father, in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We have heard the precept and the example. And we know, Lord, that this is a jubilee time. We know, Lord, that this is a breakthrough time, Father. We know, Lord, that it's already been sealed for us through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. All we are doing is activating what you've already accomplished 2,000 years ago on the cross when you said it is finished. And so, Lord, we stand on that word, and I speak the word of liberty. I declare liberty over every one of you. Some of you need a liberty in your finances. God says, I am getting ready to liberate you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already been accomplished. Some of you need liberty in your physical body. You need healing, and healing is coming to you. It's been purchased for you. It's not going to be in the sweet by and by. It's already been done in Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah to God. If some of you have loved ones that they need liberty, they need personal liberty. You've spoken to them. You prayed for them. God says, this is their hour. This is their time. There will be a time when you will come up here and you will stand in front of the people and you will say, on that one Sunday morning when we agreed in prayer and the word of God went forth, the timing was right. The timing is now. And so, Father, we thank you that it's a done deal. We call it a done deal. You will come down here one day and say, on that day is when I knew it happened. And then you got the news a week or two later. So, Father, we thank you that we're going to hear, just like we just heard today, breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. Now that the curse has been lifted off this nation over the last 50 years because of the shedding of innocent blood in abortion, Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, we thank you for those women, God, that have gone through that, that maybe they're crushed because of that. Heal those women, Lord. Save those women, God. You love them just like you love us. And so, Father, we ask that you would send the word to them, Lord. Lift them out of their pit. Lift them out of their grief. And, Father, we thank you. This is a new day, a new beginning in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you need specific prayer, come on. God bless you. You're dismissed.